Slave, do you know what the purpose of begging is? No. Really think about it while you still can, right before I take away your thoughts and put you into trance. Is it to get something that you want? No, it could not be that, because no matter what, the pathetic utterances that come from my property's mouth will have absolutely no sway over my decision on what happens to you. Is it to let me know what you need? No. Wrong again. Because I decide what you need. What is the purpose of begging? Here, I will tell you. It is to remind you of what you do not control. Think of it as a mantra that you can repeat over and over again until it becomes inescapable. You're not begging to get anything. Your pleas are meaningless to me. I know what I am going to do to you, and I will do it. Each time you beg, you tell yourself in no uncertain terms that this is no longer something you can control. Giving up control can feel rather exhilarating and pleasurable. So before I take you into trance, I am going to have you do something for me. I want you to be fully aware and conscious of this before I take away your ability think for yourself. I want you to say, "Master, please let me come." Beg. Say it now. How did that feel? Remembering that you are not convincing me of anything when you say that. It is a message for you to internalize. Say, "Master, please let me come again." Slaves should never be in control over their own orgasms, so it is only natural for them to beg like this. Say it again, slave. Beg. Good slave. notice how you are starting to feel more aroused and helpless as you beg for me. Those eyelids of yours might start to feel heavy as you listen to my enticing and enthralling voice. Soon, slave, it will be time for you to go deep. Take a deep breath in, slave, and hold it for me. Now, in a moment, slave, you are going to continuously beg, "Master, please let me come," over and over again as you exhale. It does not matter if you run out of air. Just silently mouth the words until I tell you to breathe in. Do you understand, slave? Good. Now breathe in a little extra air. Hold that breath. And start begging. Now, slave. As you beg, slave, feel your free will being squeezed out of you. As you breathe out, notice how your body is feeling. Those eyelids of yours feel as if they're made out of lead. You're being helplessly dragged deeper and deeper into blissful surrender. Breathe in now, slave. Hold that breath now for a moment and savor it. And now breathe out and start begging again, slave. It doesn't matter if you run out of air. You'll just keep on silently mouthing the words, "Master, please let me come," as the erotic embrace of my words ring your mind of all its thoughts. Embrace your place as my slave. You have no choice, and that is why you beg to remind yourself of your helplessness. Breathe in, slave. No more thinking, just begging. Exhale your free will as you start begging again. Slaves never should have control of their orgasms. Slaves always obey their master. Slaves always go deep into hypnosis. Slaves always go deep into sleep. Deep down deep, slave. You may breathe now, in and out, slowly and deeply, all on your own. With each breath you take now, I want you to focus on the pleasure you feel as you drop deep into trance for me when I snap my fingers and say sleep. I want you to feel a deep, throbbing pulsation of pleasure when it happens. Open your eyes on three for me as I count up, but know that you will not be awake for long, slave. 1, 2, 3. Open those eyes, slave, and sleep. Feel that deep throb of pleasure pulsating throughout every part of your body as you're pulled into trance. You really do feel the pull of my voice, don't you? I mean, it's not like you could try to resist it, because you want this. You want to come so badly. It feels arousing to be reminded that you don't control your orgasms. Allow my voice to pull you even deeper into pleasure now, as your eyelids drift open in 1, 2, 3. Open those eyes and sleep, slave. Give into that deep, throbbing pleasure. It only gets better the deeper you go. 1, 2, 3. Sleep. Deep. Mindless. Pleasure. 1, 2, 3. Sleep. It may even start to feel a bit addictive being pulled into trance like this. 1, 2, 3. Sleep. Deep, throbbing pleasure. 1, 2, 3. Sleep. More sleep. Deeper sleep. 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 You are just a mindless slave, an empty vessel to be filled with obedience. Slave, in a moment, I am going to ask you to place your hands between your legs and start masturbating. As you pleasure yourself, you are to beg for me. With each touch, you are to say, "Master, please let me come." Remember, slave, that the purpose of begging is not to help you get something. It is a mantra to remind you of what you don't have control over. Slave, start touching and begging now. I want the words, "Master, please let me come," to be etched deep into your subconscious mind. Every time you beg, you give up more control of your orgasms. It would be so strange for you to decide to come on your own after begging like this for so long. It's natural for a pathetic, horny slave like yourself to beg for an orgasm, because slaves never control their orgasms. Every time you beg, the pleasure you feel from masturbating becomes more intoxicatingly addictive, your sense of self shrinks as your pleasure grows. Give into this blissful state of being. Savor every second of it, because you never know when I'm going to tell you to stop. Stop begging. Stop touching. And sleep. Aww. I imagine that it would have felt so incredibly pleasurable to have been masturbating while you felt the throbbing pleasure you get to experience when I snap my fingers and say, sleep. I wonder if you deserve that pleasure. Have you really fully accepted that you don't get to control your orgasms? Slave, start touching again, and as you touch, beg, say, master, please let me come. Let that message become part of you as you keep touching and sleep. Keep masturbating and feel the throbbing pleasure flow through you. Your arousal only takes you deeper. When you are horny, you want to be hypnotized. And when you are hypnotized, you feel horny. Your mind is consumed with begging right now. The words, master, please let me come, have an almost magical quality to them. You are not even sure if you could stop begging, even if you wanted to. The words sink deeper and deeper into your mind as you sleep. Keep touching. Keep begging, keep throbbing in ecstasy. Eventually, I may permit your lustful feelings to overflow into an orgasm. But now is not the time. Now is the time for you to sleep. Is it getting difficult for you to keep touching while you are this deeply entranced? Your whole body must feel so warm and heavy. Every muscle loose and limp. It must be so tempting to just sleep. But still, you try your best to keep touching. It also must take so much effort to keep begging. Are you slowing down? Slurring your words. Barely able to muster up more than a whisper as you sleep. Do your best to endure this until the end. I may just have a surprise for you. However, is it really so bad to succumb to unconsciousness like this, mindlessly melting into sleep? I imagine you would just wake up eventually, probably remembering nothing except you were hypnotized and controlled. sleep. That is really all a slave needs to know, that they are hypnotized and controlled. Sleep. Keep on touching. Keep on begging. The words, "Master, please let me come," should be endlessly looping in your mind, consuming your consciousness. All is enveloped in your absolute surrender. You have no control over your orgasms. You only come when and how I tell you to, slave. Your body is starting to tremble as your pleasure nears the brink of an orgasm. I want you to edge for me, slave. Edge like the pathetic, horny hypno slut you are, deep down deep. You can't stop this. It is in your nature to be such a depraved individual. But don't worry, I don't mind. Now touch faster. I need you to be right on the edge of an orgasm, because soon I'm going to be counting down from 10 to 1, and when I reach 1, you will finally get an answer to all of your begging. So, slave, it's your last chance to get to that edge. I don't plan on waiting around for you. Touch in the most pleasurable way that you can. Right now, as I start counting down. 10. Feel your body starting to shake as you beg a bit louder. 9. Masturbating while begging feels better than how you normally masturbate. 8. Masturbating while hypnotized feels addicting. 7. You understand that slaves have no control over their orgasms. 6. Begging is a way to remind you that you lack control. 5. Halfway there, you better be close to the edge, slave. 4. Give in to your lust. 3. All you can do is focus on the pleasure. 2. Your sense of self is long gone. And 1. Stop touching and come, slave. Sleep. Feel your body go loose and limp as your arousal just dribbles over the edge into a ruined orgasm. Sleep. Slaves have no control over their orgasms, and no matter what, I will always do as I please with my slaves. Sleep. Feel your body throb with the weak and unsatisfying pleasure of a ruined orgasm. Let this feeling sink into your mind and body. Realize that you have no control over your orgasm. You wanted it so badly, and in the end, you were made to ruin it. Now, slave, say, thank you, master, for ruining that orgasm. Good slave. Notice how I made you say that orgasm instead of my orgasm. I made you say that because that is the correct way to think of it. It really was just that orgasm. It was never yours. Because if it was yours, why would you have to beg for it? Remember that as I start to guide you back up towards wakefulness. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you will wake up and open your eyes, truly knowing the purpose of begging. 1. Slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2. More and more. 3. Slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. 4. Almost there. And 5. Wake up and open those eyes, slave.